Well, it's a pleasure to be able to present some of the work that I've been doing at Iowa State University and Purdue University. So today, I want to talk to you about using total crop management for greenhouse crop production courses. I think a phrase that we hear a lot in horticultural science is that horticulture is a science and an art. And I think that it's a great phrase. However, I like to try and deconstruct that a little bit, and I really think that the art of horticulture, or the green thumb part, is really a systematic application of production practices, or a systematic application of a knowledge of plant biology, or understanding how plants work and knowing how to produce them. Holistic, or total crop management, which will be abbreviated as TCM throughout the presentation, it's the integration of several aspects of greenhouse crop production. That's including managing plant growth, pests and disease, the greenhouse environment. And this is, it was a kind of coined in the Paul Ball Pest and Disease Manual in 1995. And then Jim Faust, when he was at University of Tennessee, used this total crop management as a way to train graduate students as extension educators. So he was having graduate students go out weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly basis to greenhouses and having them help greenhouse growers go through these different production practices. And it served as a tool to enhance the skills of the growers as well as help teach the graduate students some of the skills of an extension educator. And I just had the hypothesis that using total crop management will improve a student's understanding of greenhouse crop production in a crop production course. So a one-credit course was created at Purdue University, or the lab/greenhouse component of a four-credit production course at Iowa State University was utilized to focus on the production of flowering potted plants. So these are going to be not the containerized annuals and perennials, but the flowering potted plants. Fall crop production, basically. And the real focus of the class was collecting data, interpreting data, discussing the implications of our data in making management decisions as a group, and it was really the team-based decision-making. And this kind of is similar to if you are a large greenhouse production facility, you know, 10 acres, 20 acres, you often have section growers, and then the section growers will get together and meet with the head grower, and then they'll discuss what needs to be done with the crop. So this is what we were trying to simulate in the class. And we focused on what I call primary crops. You know, when you look at the greenhouses during the spring, there are upwards of several hundred different species and cultivars, and it can be pretty hairy to try and manage them. Whereas primary crops, when you look at Easter Lily, it's an entire greenhouse of Nelly White, one single cultivar. So we focused on these primary crops where you have large numbers of a single crop, and you can manage them more intensively than a greenhouse with high diversity. So we had some poinsettias, and the Purdue course focused only on poinsettias. And there we had different response groups and vigors. And then the Iowa State course, we had different species, including poinsettia, kalanchoe, chrysanthemum, ornamental pepper, gloxinia, begonia, and several other species. And weekly collection of data on the greenhouse environment, culture, and pests was recorded. So for class, each week we recorded pest and disease pressure, so we did whitefly counts on the underside of leaves, as well as taking the plants out of the container and doing visual root inspections. Plant growth. And this is primarily graphical tracking, where we're measuring the plant height to make decisions on PGR applications. And we did not do this on all the crops because you kind of need to have a model for plant growth. And so this was done for plants that had the curves developed, primarily poinsettia. Substrate and water quality. So we did pour-through tests and measure the pH and EC of substrates, as well as measuring our clear and our clear irrigation water and the irrigation water supplemented with fertilizer. And then finally, measuring the temperature and light. And this was done with a watchdog data logger, but the information was taken off the data logger each week. And then following the collection of that information, we went back to a lab space and input all of this into a graphical form. And really, we used this data to make our production decisions, because this goes back to that art. I'm confident that an art is an innate understanding of what to do with a plant, and so by demystifying that and using data, we can help students make decisions such as when to make a PGR application, when to use a clear water leach to change the EC of a container, when to maybe add limestone, when to use pesticides, or when to turn on the supplemental lights in the fall when the light level is getting low. So here's just two examples of the graphs, or some graphical data that we've got. On the bottom left, we've got a graphical tracking curve showing the plant height, showing when it exceeded the target height, so when we wanted to apply PGRs. On the top right, we've got a graph that's got the pH, that's going to be the higher range with the solid lines, or the EC, the dotted lines, and it shows, hypothetically, when we started to get low pH, when we added a limestone application, that brought the EC down, and then we started to feed again, and it brought it up. So this is how we used data to make decisions in the course. So in order to see how this was affecting student understanding, there was a pre and a post self-assessment given to students, and it was basically assessing their understanding of the principles and the ability to implement decision making, or the result of decision making, on six general points. One, understanding total crop management. Two, implementing total crop management. Crop height control, greenhouse environment, substrate and water quality, and pests and pathogens. The questions were a little bit wordy to put up on there, but it was basically assessing the understanding of those six principles. So in the first semester, fall 2011 at Purdue University, we've got our six different areas. And for all except for one, we had a significant difference in the pre and the post test, the student self-assessment of their understanding. The only one that we did not have a significant increase, although there was a difference in the value, it wasn't significant, was on crop height control. Fall 2013 at Iowa State University, I was happy to see this. We got a significant increase in their understanding of all six areas for total crop management. And then fall 2013 at Purdue University, again, five out of the six were significant, but we didn't get a significant increase in the students' understanding of monitoring and managing pests and pathogens. So really, the use of total crop management and production based on the student's self-assessment increase the student's confidence in the different aspects in production, as demonstrated by the pre and post student self-assessments. One thing that I would like to do in the future is, self-assessments are great. I think it's a good way to get feedback, but I would like to pair this with some sort of a quiz that would demonstrate their knowledge, to see if they are actually increasing their knowledge of the ability to how to manage a different pHs, different ECs, and make these decisions, as opposed to just a student self-assessment. However, a student self-assessment is a good way to begin trying to assess using this production method, or this method in a production course. So hopefully the implementation of total crop management in greenhouse crop production courses will serve as a strategy to increase student understanding of these different principles. Again, crop production and greenhouses can be somewhat overwhelming because we have the ability to control all these factors. Sometimes that's overwhelming from the student's perspective, but it's also one of the big benefits of the greenhouse, is that we can manipulate and control and change all these things. But trying to demystify that process and allow them to feel empowered in making those decisions, and sort of make that a little bit more clear for them. So in the future, going forward, I'd like to repeat this again. Like I said, I'm going to be including, I think, a quiz to try and look at some of the higher and lower order learning to see if they actually are able to answer some questions related to these different topics, as opposed to just having a student self-assessment. So I'd like to just briefly acknowledge some of the supporters of this research. First, Olympic Horticulture Products and Fine Americas for plant growth regulators. Duman, Ecke, and Selecta were generous in donating plant material. Pfaffer donated substrate. And then I'd also like to thank the Iowa State University Department of Horticulture and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions that you've got about total crop management. Yes?
Chris, do you think that the reason for the non-significant components in the Purdue pieces was that the students already had a good understanding of controlling crop height?
Yeah. So let's look at the first one. If you look at the pre-score, and if you were to do a significant difference within that pre-score, it would be one of the higher ones. So that could be part of it. You also see that same trend here in the 2013 data with pests and pathogens. So that could be one of the factors, because the final score is somewhat comparable to the others as far as the post-assessment of their understanding, but the pre-score is a little bit elevated in those areas. So that could be part of it. And this might be one of those shifting targets based on the incoming class of students and the background that they have preparing them for material.
What other courses they have?
Yeah.
We
had, I didn't put N up there. It was around 10 at Purdue, 10 or 11 at Purdue, and then around 13 at Iowa State University.
So one experienced student
Yeah, and I do have the standard. I do have the standard errors. I didn't include those here, and they actually weren't that large. So it based on the standard error, it looked like it was a little bit more the knowledge of the incoming students. But that could be. We've got a real crackerjack coming in. Kevin. All right, two birds and one stone.
But you're saying you did not have any quizzing or exams?
We had quizzes and exams for the regular course, but what I'd like to do is tailor a group of questions that would be fit to these six different categories and apply that same quiz at the beginning of the semester and at the end of the semester. I do have other data as far as the just the regular the quizzes and exams, but I'd like to tailor something that was more paired just towards this, not to the crop-specific stuff. The scores did go up during the semester, which I'm thankful for, but something that would be paired with this that I could repeat identical at the beginning and the end. Yes, Richard?
Did you have the students, after data collection, did they have to go back and generate the graphs basically from scratch, or did you have templates?
I just had an Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of separate worksheets on it, and basically I was the it was like I was an undergrad again, just entering a bunch of data. They'd bring in the sheets and I'd quick plug in the numbers, just because there's kind of a problem with managing that many students and loading data. So as they collected the values, I quick input them in the computer. Just each week we'd put them in there. Yes.
It'd be interesting for maybe our kids.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to correlate learning with the number of hours they spend in the greenhouse. Do you log the hours?
No, that would be interesting. The measuring and monitoring events, that was a once per week event because we'd bring out all the pH and EC meters. But that would be interesting if we had students log their time and correlate their learning with the hours they spent in the greenhouse. Because I think that does make the difference with the growers. You know, those people who are out there talking to the plants constantly, they know they get a lot more out of it. Yes, sir.
What percentage of your total enrollment was this class? I mean, how many students take it?
So how many students in the department take this class? Unfortunately, fewer than I'd like. For Iowa State, I think our total enrollment, including students in the Global Resource System, were approximately 155, and we had about, I think it was 12 students, so that would be a little less than 10%.
Do you have any other classes that would give them a similar experience?
Well, when it comes to the production courses, unfortunately, as you probably know, with the field production courses for fruit and vegetables, when you teach during the fall and spring semester, it's difficult to get out into the field and do that. But we do have a vegetable crop production course with a significant greenhouse component. And this fall, we're going to be starting a hydroponic food production course. And so I'll be using something similar to this in that course with monitoring the recirculating solution and the temperature and light. Do we have time for one more?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Do the students take a greenhouse management course prior to taking the production course, or combined course?
So that depended on the institution. At Iowa State University, Hort 332 is the prerequisite for taking the 4-credit fall crop production course, so there they do. But at Purdue University, the 1-credit course, that's an open enrollment class with no prerequisite, and that it's basically the poinsettia production course. They've come up with a credit for Hort Club for growing the poinsettias for that class. So they don't have a prerequisite, but generally those Hort Club students who are producing those poinsettias have a strong interest in greenhouse crops. And so I think usually about half of them, roughly, had the ornamental plant production course, which is a combined greenhouse and nursery course at Purdue. Anything else? Well, thank you very much.